Golden State Media Concepts Baseball Podcast. We cover everything Major League, from spring training to the World Series. We've got your favorite club covered, from New York to Boston to LA. This is the Golden State Media Concepts Baseball Podcast.
Thank you for tuning to the Golden State Media Concepts Baseball Podcast, where we discuss and recap the latest news of Major League Baseball. As always, I am one of your hosts, Jeremiah.
I'm Ben, the other host.
The other one.
I'm the other guy.
The other guys. Have you seen that movie, The Other Guys, with Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell?
Probably more times than you can count.
That is one of my favorite movies. It's like one of those movies where you can like... Say if you're watching cable, right? And then you see it on like FX and you catch it in the middle. I am tuned into that movie.
I can't watch movies on TV because they're not the full version.
It bugs
the crap out of me. So if I'm not watching them like on HBO or like on my computer, like the full theatrical version, then I just can't do it.
Yeah, no. What I was saying, like, you know, when you're watching cable and then like you see those movies... Like a movie you watch majority of the time, so you don't really care like what sequence you catch it in. Like, say if I see The Other Guys or Step Brothers on FX, I'm probably going to tune in to the movie if I'm doing absolutely nothing and I'm absolutely bored. And if I catch in the middle, I'm probably going to finish the movie.
Yeah, I can't do it unless it's the theatrical version.
It used to bug me. I'm not going to lie, though. It still bugs me that the, you know, movies on television, it's not the full one. But, yeah, and they cut out so many words, too.
Yeah, exactly. That's the reason I can't do it, you know. But speaking of The Other Guys, that's actually not a bad transition there. Because what's the baseball team they talk about in The Other Guys? Where are they from?
They're from New York, man.
And they talk about the Yankees.
Yes.
Which is what we're going to be talking about here in the first segment of the show.
Yes, definitely. The Baby Bombers have literally... helped the New York Yankees stay in playoff contention. Can you believe it, Ben? We are talking about the Yankees possibly being a playoff team this year. It is very amazing. I did not see this team at all competing as a playoff team. But, you know, they're getting great things from their young guys. And they're older veterans that they have meshed so well together. Joe Girardi has done a really good job managing both groups on this team.
Yeah, absolutely. The team's playing great. Out of their last 10 games, they're 8-2, so you can't really complain about that. You know what I mean? 8-2 out of 10 games is definitely a great. You're winning a lot of series. It's just that they haven't done it all year long, and they're battling. I'd say the AL East is the best division in baseball. You have the Red Sox, the Blue Jays, the Orioles, and the Yankees, all separated by only 4 games, and they're all battling for wild card spots and the division. The Yankees and the Tigers are only 2 games out of a wild card spot, and the Blue Jays and Orioles hold those 2 wild card spots. So you have 4 teams from the AL East within 4 games all battling for 2, maybe 3 wild card spots. It's crazy to think about.
Yeah, it is crazy. And the Yankees are actually tied with the Tigers with 2 games behind the Baltimore Orioles and Toronto Blue Jays. So we do agree that there's going to be 2 teams in three teams in American League East,
yes,
that are going to be in the playoffs. If you would have asked me, like, if you'd have told me 2 months ago that the New York Yankees would have been 2 games behind a wild card race, I would have been like, Ben, no, no, there's no way. If you would have told me that, I would have been, I wouldn't know if I would have took you serious. But,
exactly.
But. We can't write them off anymore. You remember, we write so many teams off on this show. We write so many, and the Yankees were one of them. We love what we were seeing from their, you know, their younger guys. You know, like Gary Sanchez, Aaron Judge, who struggled for the past couple of weeks, but, you know, he was given a rest and has played pretty solid again. You know, Tyler Austin, he's played well at times. And, you know, you got guys like Martin Sherry, who hit a grand slam for the win a couple of days ago. And, you know, it, and Jacoby Ellsbury, you know, he's platooning. But, you know, when he's in the lineup, you know, he is very solid and he's an impact player. So, yeah, we can't write him off anymore. And the reason why I wrote him off was because of their pitching rotation. You know, I didn't think they had good pitching at all, but they've been pretty okay. And I think it's because their offense has been really good. That's all it is. Their bats have come alive at the right time.
Yeah, absolutely. And you talked about where they are right now. If you would have said, you know, if you're a Yankee fan, if you're a member of the organization, okay, it's going to be September 14th, and you'll be two games out of a wild card spot. You would take that all day.
Oh, yeah,
because,
by far.
Because they were definitely sellers of the trade deadline. They got rid of Carlos Beltran, got rid of Aroldis Chapman, got rid of Andrew Miller. They got rid of a lot of great guys to build and sort of build for the future, get a lot of younger guys, and not even really compete this year, but they are doing that. They are competing this year, and that's what I find astonishing, is that they're getting so much production from these younger guys. It kind of reminded me of the Cubs of 2 years ago leading into last year. So much young guys looked as like a year away, and then they really exploded last year, and obviously now they've taken it to a whole new level this year. I think the Yankees can be that team next year. Speaking of Aaron Judge, you're talking about him. He is going to have an MRI. He has a right oblique injury, which could really hurt him. As they go down.
I forgot to mention that, yeah.
That's okay. But as they go down here in the last couple of weeks, but, you know, you talked about Gary Sanchez, Aaron Judge, all the young guys, really helping them. But there is something else that might be helping them.
What is that, Ben? Tell the listeners what it is.
That would be the pigeon power. So Judge is calling it, saying, you know, they're fueling us. The pigeons are really fueling us. Now they're joining out him in outfield. He goes, I don't mind them. There's dozens of them that come out and descend on us. It's a little company out in the outfield. It's kind of a little superstitious. Think about this. You have the rally monkey with the Angels.
You get the rally mantis in Kansas City.
And then you have the rally squirrel with the Cardinals.
Yeah.
So now you have the rally pigeon power with the Yankees. You know, the pigeons, like, they've been going out there a lot recently, like flocks of them, like some dozens and dozens, like 85 to 100 pigeons out there in the outfield, just chilling out there. A lot of them are trying to, like, eat the seeds of the grass, you know. Just, I don't know, a little superstition there.
That I love hearing about these superstitions in baseball. I love hearing about it, you know, because baseball is a superstitious sport, you know, historically. Like, I remember a superstition that I've heard is that, you know, typically when you're a baseball player and your hat gets dirty, you do not wash your hat at all. Because that is bad luck. Well, of course, you're going to wash your jersey because, you know, you got to keep it clean. But your hat, no. You can't clean that at all. So, yeah, it is funny to hear about these superstitions in baseball. And I love, you know, the pigeon rally or, you know, when, you know, they got a thing called the rally caps.
Right, I know you that flip them
you
inside
flip it,
out.
Yeah. You know, that's a thing that the fans do. It's a tradition. So, I like it. You know, it's a little fun little story about, you know, the Yankees, you know, and I don't know if it, and then there's another one that I saw. There's this little girl on the Mariners broadcast. I forgot the team they're playing, but like she was eating cotton candy, which is full sugar, and she was all hyped up on the sugar rush, and she made this face like she was like excited, and all the crowd got behind her. Since she was on that broadcast, the Mariners went 5-0, and I was like, wow.
I've seen crazier things. I've seen crazier things. Stuff like that happens. Think about all the superstitions with hockey. You have playoff beards. You have throwing the hats for the hat trick on the ice. You have the octopus on the for the Red Wings. You know, so I mean, I've seen crazier things. I'm a pretty superstitious guy myself, coming from a sports background. So I'm with them. You know, the power of the pigeon out in New York. You know, they're everywhere out there. So Aaron Judge is a believer.
Yep, and. But getting back to the Yankees' playoff chances, do you honestly see the New York Yankees making a postseason run? Do you think they can be a playoff team this year?
I really don't think so. I think there's a lot of things they have to do. Not only do they have to play good, but they have to have other teams play bad in front of them. You know, they're not getting chased. They're being the chaser. So they have to try and get... You know, you have to have the Orioles, Blue Jays, Red Sox, Tigers all play pretty bad while you're playing good. And for the Yankees, the thing that benefits them is some of those teams are in their division. Like, they have a weekend series against the Red Sox, which we'll preview in the last segment. So definitely they have a chance because the Red Sox could falter if they beat them. But it's not just that. They have to have a lot of other teams play bad while they keep playing good. Because they could keep winning, but if the Tigers keep winning, if the Blue Jays keep winning, it does no good.
Yeah, and I do think the Baltimore Orioles and the Toronto Blue Jays, they're going to keep winning. And I don't see them, you know, collapsing. I don't see them pulling like a Giants type of second half. I don't see them. These two teams are way too talented. Even the Tigers, they're also really good, talented team. I believe that the Yankees are, I think, they are probably a year or two away from being a really good playoff threat.
I
honestly think, you know, I love what they're seeing with the young guys. They can probably, they have a lot of prospects too they can bring up next year, which I think they will. All they need to do is get some pitching. Just need to get some pitching. That's all it is.
I agree, and I think over time that'll come. You know, you have a lot of the young guys. You have to just kind of develop them. You seem like you have a good, strong core with your hitting with these young guys. So I think they'll be okay. I think just a year away. I would expect big things next year.
Yeah, and I do agree with you what you said earlier. I honestly think they are the Chicago Cubs of the American League because, you know, we saw what the Cubs did last year. We thought the Cubs were a year away last season, but they were actually a year earlier. So we don't know. Maybe I'm not saying that the Yankees are going to make a run to the World Series next year. I'm just saying I think they can possibly be a playoff team next year, but I do think they're 1 or 2 years away from being a legit contender in the American League and in this division, because the Boston Red Sox, they're not going to go away anytime soon. They got young guys there that can hit, and I don't see the Orioles going anywhere, and I don't see the Blue Jays going anywhere. So this is going to be a fun division to watch next season and the year after that. So it is going to be something to watch, but we got to take our first break.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we will take our first break here at the Golden State Media Contest Baseball Podcast, and we're going to get into some news out of the National League Central. That's right. We'll come back at you guys with some news right after this break.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back into the Golden State Media Concepts Baseball Podcast. A few weeks back, Jeremiah, we talked about Pirates pitcher Gerrit Cole going to the DL with an inflamed elbow. Well, things got a little worse today. They actually put him on the 60-day DL, which is going to end his season as a Pittsburgh Pirate this year.
Yeah, unfortunately, it doesn't. And we actually talked about the Pirates' playoff hopes, you know, last week, actually, about them with that 8-game losing streak.
And then I told you they would beat the Cardinals on Roberto Clemente night, and they did.
They did, yeah. You sent me a tweet about it, and I'm like, bro, it's just one game.
But still, I told you it would happen.
Yeah, you did. I admit that. But yeah, man, it's been a brutal season for the Pirates, and it's been just brutal, man. They couldn't put together a win for like literally like a week and a half. Practically a week and a day, I might add. And then like their pitching rotation, it's not the same as it was in the opening day, you know. Gerrit Cole was the ace of staff. He was the only one, the only pitcher on this staff that was on the pitching rotation on opening day roster. They don't have anybody on that opening day roster in the pitching rotation. Not anyway. And Andrew McCutchen having a really down year. They're getting really good production from Starling Marte and Gregory Polanco, who are practically the future of this franchise. Andrew McCutchen I don't know. His days may be as being a productive outfielder. I'm not saying they're done, but he has really regressed this season.
Maybe on the decline a little bit.
Maybe. And I'm not saying his days are done. He can still be a valuable player on this team, but I don't know if he's going to be the MVP caliber player like he was like 2 to 3 years ago. Maybe just last year he had a slump. He still was really good, but, you know, it wasn't as caliber as his MVP season, you know. And yeah, I'm not gonna say Andrew McCutchen is his career is done or nothing like that. I'm not gonna overreact, but yeah, he's definitely on the decline. But lucky for them, they got two other guys on the outfield that have been really great. Gregory Polanco and Starling Marte. I love what I'm seeing from both of these guys and the Pirates. And in a pitching rotation, they need help in that rotation with Gerrit Cole. Gerrit Cole as the ace of the staff, he hasn't even looked like an ace at times.
Yeah, this with going to the DL now, he's finishing his season. So he'll be 7-10 with an ERA of 3.88 in 21 starts. So that's actually his worst season of the four major league seasons. He didn't really just seem comfortable all year. So maybe he was dealing with this injury a lot longer than we thought it was reported. Maybe he was kind of dealing with a nagging injury all year. No, he went on to say that there were some times where he was close. There were some few highlights along the way, but it was really a struggle. He talked about how disappointed he is and there's just not enough time to recover. I want to be out there to help the team. That's the one thing I've been fighting for all season, to try and to be able to contribute to our ultimate goal. It's unfortunate that we ran out of time. So the Pirates were doing okay, but then really just within last week, they had the 8-game losing streak, Gerrit Cole's injury, the best pitcher on the staff, not there now. So yeah, I think really what he just said is best. They kind of just ran out of time and wasn't able to get it done at the end.
Yeah, and this was, on paper, this was his worst season. This is coming off of a year that he won 19 games last season. So it is amazing how he regressed from having his best year to now his worst year. I do expect Gerrit Cole to come back strong next season as the Pittsburgh Pirates ace. And I actually expect the Pirates to probably contend for a wild card spot next season. I don't think... Because with the Cubs and the Cardinals in the division, it is hard for me to see them compete in this division until their pitching gets better. But I do think they can be a playoff team next year, because obviously they're not going to be one this year. They're five games out. Six games out. It's hard for them to do that at this time of the year.
Yeah, not much games left. I think their season's done. And you mentioned he was 19 wins last year. He had 8 losses. He had an ERA of 2.6. He was 4th in the NL Cy Young voting. So definitely a capable pitcher. I think next year he'll sort of have a rebound year, as you said, if he can stay healthy. Just an inflamed right elbow, nothing really structurally wrong. Not going to need any serious surgery. I'm sorry. So really just like rest and relaxation. He has until, you know, March, April to kind of get ready. So I think he'll be okay.
Yeah, and I think he will be okay. But just to put Gerrit Cole's season in perspective, you know, his last win was on August 2nd versus the Atlanta Braves. But after that, he didn't win a start at all. You know, the Pirates didn't even win a single game in any of his starts after that win against Atlanta on August 2nd. They just couldn't compile a win together. And, you know, he started off pretty bad too, in a way. You know, he started off the season with 2 straight losses, did get 2 wins after that. He had a great month of May. But after that, you know, it just kind of like fell off, you know, because he did miss a couple starts in June. And then as soon as June hit, I don't know, he just wasn't the same pitcher as he was last year.
Yeah, that's why it leads me to believe maybe he had sort of a nagging injury. Maybe he had this going on a lot longer than he sort of reported. Maybe he was trying to fight through it and didn't really come out about it and be honest. Who knows? We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, we have to wait and see. But I do expect Gerrit Cole to come back strong next year. And who knows, maybe the Pirates can be a playoff team next year. But we're going to have to take our second break, Ben. And we're going to preview some upcoming series this weekend. We got a lot of huge series this weekend that have playoff implications. And Ben and I will discuss multiple series coming up this weekend here at the Golden State Media Concepts Baseball Podcast. We'll be right back.
You want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do. All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
All right, welcome back to the Golden State Media Concepts Baseball Podcast, and Ben and I will discuss some upcoming series this week, and I have a lot of playoff implications. There's three I had my eye on, and I was looking at the schedule. Which ones were you looking forward to, Ben?
Oh, I definitely think we're looking at the same three. You have New York and the Red Sox, you have the Tigers and the Indians, and then you have the Giants and the Cardinals. But, I mean, there's definitely some other series that are really important. I think the Blue Jays have a really easy series this weekend. They're going up against the Angels, currently in last place, a team that needs to sort of rebound on a bad week and kind of build their way back up to try and battle. It seems like every week we do the show, there's someone new leading the AL East. Because they're all so close. So the Blue Jays definitely need to continue winning games. They are currently in the wild card spot, have a two-game lead. But they still need to try and win games. Obviously, they're still aiming for that division. So I think that's a very, very big matchup and an easy matchup for them. And I think also the same goes when you look at the Orioles. They're playing against the Rays, a team they know in their division, currently in last place. So another big series. I think they got an easy, easy weekend series, those two teams. And really big if they want to try and win the division and stay in the wild card spots.
Yeah, and the I want to get into the Giants and Cardinals series. You know, the Giants blew a win, well, a 4-1 lead, I think on Tuesday against the San Diego Padres at home on a 3-1 home run in the ninth inning. And I don't know what this bullpen just worries me. And I do think, because the Giants are a half game up of the Cardinals in a wild card series. So if they win at least two games, that is huge. I don't know if they're going to win two games, but if they happen to win one, that's even bigger, too. A win in this series is great the Giants.
Absolutely. For both teams. I think whoever wins the division is definitely – or not the division, I'm sorry, the series is definitely going to be sort of looking at better situations. The Giants are the home team this series, so I think that definitely gives them a benefit of the doubt behind the home crowd, getting that home crowd cheering. So I think it's definitely going to be a big series, and – I mean, just look at the two teams. This is teams that just model of consistency all along. Think about when the Giants beat the Cardinals, come from behind in the series in the playoffs a couple of years back. So definitely Cardinals are looking to get some revenge this year.
Yeah, and we got a good pitching matchup to start off this series on Thursday. Adam Wainwright versus Johnny Cueto. And Johnny Cueto has probably been the best pitcher in this rotation. This is a rotation that has Madison Bumgarner and Justin Samardzija. Even though Samardzija has struggled at times, that's a pretty good big three combination in a rotation. So that is probably the best pitching matchup in this series. And then on Friday, you got Luke Weaver and Matt Moore. And remember, Matt Moore had 11 strikeouts. He had 11 strikeouts in his last start. So he, after having that near no-hitter in L.A., he did struggle in his next start, but guy came back, got 11 strikeouts. Really big game for Matt Moore, who got traded to the team for Matt Duffy, a fan favorite, which is a trade I didn't like. But Matt Moore has been good at times. And then on Saturday, we got Mike Leake versus Jeff Samardzija. And then on Sunday for the finale, we have Jaime Garcia versus Albert Suarez. So, yeah, the Thursday game in this series is probably going to be the best pitching road matchup. That is Aaron Wainwright versus Johnny Cueto.
Yeah, definitely I agree with you on that one. I think that's definitely a big four-game series. You know, I think if a team can win three out of the four, definitely looking in good situation for the postseason run. The series that I have most eyes on, and of course, anytime they're playing, everybody's paying attention because it is one of the biggest rivalries in baseball, is the New York Yankees going into Fenway Park to face the Boston Red Sox. Talked about the Yankees in the first segment, how they're playing so well, still in that wild card sort of battle, only two games back. And then the Red Sox leading the division and kind of, I'm not going to say pulling away, but have a little gap of two games, which you haven't really seen in the last month or two a team sort of get up by at least two games. It's been really close all along. So this is a big, big series for both teams. If the Red Sox can sort of win this series, get two out of three maybe, or I'm sorry, out of four, so maybe get three out of four, I think they'll definitely look a lot better if they're trying to build for that division crown. And then if the Yankees want to have any chance of getting the playoffs, they have to win at least three games, in my opinion.
No, this is a very important series for the Yankees. I think it's more important for the Yankees because I think the Boston Red Sox are going to make the playoffs. But the Yankees, I'm still not completely sold on it, even though they play so well. So that's why I think this is a very important series for the Yankees. And if they can take two out of three in this series, that is huge. That's huge. That is huge. And looking at, you know, these pitching matchups for the, this rivalry, this historic rivalry, you got Luis Cisa versus Clay Buchholz, which is, Cisa has played really good. Buchholz, you know, he's been up and down, up and down. We don't know which Buchholz we're going to get. You know, he's just not the same pitcher he was like 3 years ago. And, you know, he did start the season in the pitching rotation for Boston, but, you know, did get demoted to, you know, a reliever role, but then all of a sudden got back in the pitching rotation. And then the next matchup is, you know, you got Brian Mitchell versus David Price. So I kind of see this game going to Boston because of David Price. David Price is, he has had an up and down season, but he, you know, he is come on strong lately, and I do expect the Boston Red Sox to win that game of the series. And then on Sunday, you know, I had a CeCe Sabathia versus Drew Pomeranz. CeCe Sabathia, you know, he's been really inconsistent, but has played okay lately. And Drew Pomeranz, coming from San Diego, he hasn't looked like the same pitcher in San Diego, but you know what? It doesn't have to be. He has a great offense behind him. I'm most likely excited to see these two young lineups of guys going head-to-head against each other. That's the thing I'm looking forward to in this series this weekend.
Yeah, it's definitely a series that you have to look at and sort of pencil in as the biggest series of the weekend, in my eyes, for both teams, really.
No, I think it's the biggest series probably in baseball because, you know, it's because the Yankees are all of a sudden relevant again. That's what makes this series so, you know, pretty much the biggest one. Both these teams are relevant, and when these teams are relevant, this is a fun rivalry to watch on TV.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And then the last series I'm really looking at and that could have the possibility of having some big, big implications is the Indians and Tigers series. The Indians do have a 6-game lead in the division over the Tigers, so they do have quite a bit of room to make up to the Tigers. So I think any way they can sort of challenge for the division, I think they would have to sweep the Indians here, which I don't see happening. I think the Indians are too strong of a team to get swept like that. But the Tigers still in a good position for a wild card berth, so they have to compete here in the series against the best team in their division.
Yeah, and what makes this series important is that the Tigers are also two games behind the wild card in the wild card standings. Yeah, I don't see the Tigers, you know, sweeping the Indians. The Indians earlier, we thought Indians were the best pitching rotation in baseball, and they kind of have been inconsistent since that time. But this is a huge series for Detroit if they want any shot in the playoffs. And, you know, looking at the first pitching matchup is Justin Verlander versus Corey Kubler. I think that's a huge pitching matchup on Friday.
Definitely.
A big matchup, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, and then on Saturday. On Saturday, the pitching matchup, Daniel Norris versus Carlos Carrasco. So Daniel Norris, you know, he's a young guy. You know, he's coming from the Blue Jays organization. He has struggled also in the big leagues. But, you know, Carlos Carrasco, I do expect him to have a big game. I always expect the Indians pitchers to always have a big game. That's just how good they are. And then for the finale is Matt Boyd versus Trevor Bauer. So Trevor Bauer has been really dominant at times. But then, you know, he's inconsistent. Kind of worries me a little bit about Trevor Bauer. You know, it really worries me a little bit. But who knows? I see the Indians winning two out of three in the series. If whatever the Yankees do against Boston or the rest of the American League East, that's important for the Tigers because, remember, they're also chasing, you know, the Orioles and, you know, Blue Jays, even the Red Sox, too. We can throw the Red Sox in there in the wild card because I know they're leading, but that race is so tight, you know, there's always, like, a new division leader every day, like you previously said earlier. Right. So, yeah, you know, this is a pretty, pretty good weekend of baseball ahead of us.
Yeah, I definitely think there's, you know, 3, 4, 5 matchups that could have really serious implications depending on how teams do. It's definitely a great weekend. It seems like baseball always has great weekend series. So
yeah.
And then leading into next week, you know, you have a Giants and Dodgers series that's going to be big
as well.
That's
huge. So yeah, huge for both teams.
Definitely winding down here in the last couple of weeks, it seems like every series counts. Every series matters now.
Every game is matter. We are in crunch time, Ben. We are in crunch time. But, unfortunately, we have to end the show.
Unfortunately, we do.
We do. But, you know what? If you guys can't get enough of Ben and I together as a team, remember, we do the football show every Friday for you football fans out there. We are not deep into the season. We just started the NFL season. But you can catch us on – you can catch this show on a variety of platforms on Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and YouTube, as well as on our website at gsmcpodcast.com. You can listen to this show, Ben's soccer show with Alex, and the sports show with Alex also.
Woo!
Yeah. Ben's excited.
I love soccer. Champions League today, I'm excited.
Oh, man. Ben, trust me, Ben doesn't show up about soccer at all.
I live for it.
But you can also follow us on Twitter at GSMC_baseball and on Instagram at the same handle that is at GSMC_baseball. You can also like us on Facebook at the Golden State Media Concepts Baseball Podcast, and we'll be back next week, guys.
That's right. Back next week, recording 2 more episodes on Wednesday.
Yep. See you guys next week.